Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Joe Connolly of WCBS Radio, along with producer Neil A. Caruso. And we are joined today by the Commissioner of Small Business Services for the great city of New York, Jonelle Doris. And I want to just briefly read his profile because I really like this, Jonelle. You describe yourself as a pastor, an entrepreneur, a retired drummer, an immigrant, a golfer who's worked for Governor Cuomo, and is the former director of the New York City Office of Minority and Women-Owned Businesses, and now is Commissioner of Small Businesses. Commissioner, I have to ask you first, what business did you start? What business were you in?
Oh, thanks so much for having me on, Joe. Listen, yeah, that's quite a collection there. I had a small consultant firm, which really worked with small businesses and small nonprofit organizations to help them with business services, but also connect them to opportunities. And so somewhat similar to what I'm doing now, but on a broader scale, obviously, with the city.
Yeah, like all of us, you just go along and get better at what you do as we grow on our experience. Before we get to some of the success and inspiring stories that we always like to talk about, I do feel I have to ask you, Commissioner, do you have any sense for how many businesses are going to fail because of the shutdowns?
Well, listen, I think we want to really consider that this has been an unprecedented time in our history. And a lot of our businesses, as many of them, we have 230,000 small businesses in the city. The majority of them are coming back. We see with our either our restaurants or in our retail industry, most of those businesses are coming back. We understand the challenges that are out there, that some of them, because of the changing environment, changing customer behavior, are trying to understand, what is it they need to do to actually survive. And really, that's what SBS does. That's our goal. That's what we do every single day to make sure that these businesses have what they need. So, look, we're looking at that. We are reviewing the numbers. We're trying to get a good sense of who may or may not come back. But right now, we're seeing a lot of optimism out there. Entrepreneurs want to do business. And so, our role is to help them do that.
We hear an issue that doesn't go away. Business owners keep saying, I need a break on the rent. And most of them are telling me that they're not getting the break on the rent yet. Do you think that some landlords will start to give them breaks or come up with new arrangements?
Yeah. So, throughout the pandemic, we have been working with our agency and some of our partners around this same issue. We understand that, everybody's got to give a little bit here, I believe. Our landlord community, we understand their challenges. They've got bills. We also understand the challenges of our small businesses. And I think the best thing is for them to come together. Small businesses, we've encouraged them to speak to their landlords, to engage them. We worked with City Bar to work with them about how do we help them sort of reorganize their lease or renegotiate their lease or having questions around that. And so some of the guidance we're providing to the small businesses. But yeah, this is a real issue. This is a big one. When you're not conducting business, for 3 or 4 months at a time, but the bills are still due. Look, those are real concerns, right? While we've helped our small businesses connect to a lot of funding, you know, I think we're close to $75 million worth of funding now. And then, you know, countless others as pertains to the PPP program from the federal government, there is still a need, you know, there's still a great need. But no, these resources are there. And you know, again, we are here to help connect them to those funding sources, which they can use for overhead. For instance, the PPP, you know, we lobbied real hard and pushed real hard. And we thank our federal, you know, our federal and congressional leadership about, you know, changing that law in order to, and the president, by the way, just recently signed it, in order to expand now the ability for small businesses to use a larger portion of that fund to actually pay for their overhead, like rents and utilities.
But we're hearing that a lot of that money has not been applied for, and I'm wondering if some of the business owners are just putting their head down and saying, I'm going to go for it on my own rather than get involved, because there's still a lot of money available, isn't there?
Yeah, so that's why it needed to be extended. You know, it's $130 billion left in the program. And, you know, at this point, you know, some small businesses, because of the terms, did not really want to engage, right? You know, it was eight weeks at that point that you needed to start bringing folks back. It was extended to 24 weeks, which is what we pushed for. Also, they allow now up to 40% to use for overhead, which was a huge issue here in New York City, as you know, with the rent and also utility expenses. So, you know, I think it's now, you know, a better program for some of our small businesses, and they are looking to engage it now with this new sort of model with the PPP program.
And before we go to Neil here with some questions of importance as well, for business owners whose attention we have caught here already, what is, and we'll give it again at the end, what is the website or the phone number for them to call to get help from the city's small business services?
Well, thank you so much for that, Joe. Listen, our number, our hotline, which, by the way, we receive over 20,000 calls to this hotline just starting it a few weeks ago. We've helped those small businesses. The number is 888-SBS-4NYC. So 888-SBS-4NYC. And the website is nyc.gov/business. That's pretty straightforward. nyc.gov/business.
888-SBS-4NYC.
Correct.
Neil.
So Commissioner Doris, you bring up the PPP loan. We've heard mixed results, obviously, as we touched on. I want to get to a specific example. You know, restaurants were preparing for indoor dining, and now phase three this week, no indoor dining. It's devastating for a lot of small restaurants. What are you seeing in terms of their struggles heading into phase three, and what resources specific to them can they access through nyc.gov/business?
Yeah, look, our restaurants, all 27,000 of them, are critical to New York City. As you know, we have our open restaurants program, which now is over 7,000 participating restaurants in that program. You know, one of the things we want more restaurants to know is that the program is available. There's still a significant number of restaurants that we're reaching out to every single day to get them involved in the program, right? Because if they can get going and do the outdoor seating, they'll be able to, you know, come back and we'll be there to help them. So, you know, what are we doing? You know, a large part of what SBS does is education. And that is, I think, the critical part, you know, letting them know, you know, what you need to do, what is compliant, what's not, so that when you get started, you don't have to stop and start again, but you can just continue to go. So that's always there. All of our all of our programs and services, such as connecting you to financing that you need, is still available for those restaurant owners. We've also connected with getting PPE out, face coverings out to those restaurants. We were just out in the Astoria last week, walking the corridors there, speaking with business owners. I was out there with Nightlife, the Mayor's Office of Nightlife, DOT Commissioner, myself, MOME. Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment and the Health Department all walk in these corridors speaking to these restaurant owners to let them know, hey, this is the right way to do it. But also, here's some PPE equipment that you need. We also connected with restaurant distributors on this as well. So, look, we've got a lot of resources for businesses that are ready to go, and particularly our restaurants who have been really hit hard during this time.
Yeah, and outdoor dining has brought on some new challenges as well. In Manhattan, space is limited. Seating is spilling out onto the city streets, and perhaps there's a safety issue there. Restaurateurs, I'm reading over the weekend, are learning they have to change their menus for alfresco dining. You have to have different kind of food for outdoor dining. What are you hearing from owners in adapting in an affordable way?
Yeah, so, you know, we're hearing, again, we have, you know, over in a short span of time, 7,000 restaurants who are engaging in this program. We understand that there's a need to adapt, and I think our restaurant owners are showing that. There's going to be some change in customer behavior, right? Customers are eating out differently. They're coming out different times. Their lichens have changed. They've been locked up for 3 months, and restaurants have not really been able to engage their customers. And so now they do. And so I think as they see and they hear from their customers, they are making changes and they're pivoting. Again, the resources for financial resources and or education really is key to the success of these businesses. And that's what we are able to provide.
Can you give us an example or two of businesses that have pivoted or changed their sales model that have really caught your eye, Commissioner, and encouraged you that businesses will get through this?
Yeah, we've got a few, but, the ones that really stand out to me are really the ones that, our restaurants and caterers and so forth. So I'll just give you one. We've got one business called Events by Udi, a catering event planning company owned by Udelka Carrera. And Udi is interesting because Udi came to us before she started her business in 2015. And has taken like several of our classes and courses. As you know, SBS does a lot of training for business owners. And took a lot of our courses and then sort of went on to become a caterer and have catered many of our events and done work with us. During COVID-19, Udi had to really transform her business from a catering company, right, to preparing now and delivering lunches for people at home, healthcare workers, first responders, and more. And I think that's what we've seen. I mean, it's sort of within the similar line of work, but at the same time, she was able to shift her method of delivery, what she actually did. And we had another business also his business Eat, James Peterson, he's out of Harlem as well. He did something similar, but he started to serve in the city's emergency food program. So he's provided 10,000 meals to New Yorkers a week. And getting them the resources that they need for in order for them to survive, really the basic things in life, which is food. But he's a caterer. And so, he's now given shelf life food out to our citizens here in the city. So, look, the food industry has been a fascinating place to watch because, first they've got to do takeout only and delivery only. Now we're moving to outdoor dining. A lot of pivot that needed to happen there, and our restaurants are really doing a great job at it.
Commissioner, when the pandemic first struck New York, Chinatown restaurants and businesses generally suffered greatly. I mean, the streets were empty overnight, and that includes neighboring Little Italy. I see a lot of famous establishments trying to raise money right now for rent and other payments. When do you anticipate that foot traffic there will kick up, or are you seeing that right now?
Yeah, I've been around the city, every borough, and really, again, seeing the, the challenge that these businesses are having, in particular commercial corridors. But look, what our role is in the city and what we are hoping to do is to really bring back the optimism that we are seeing in certain parts, really to translate it to other parts of the city. to let folks know, one, we're going to do this as safely as possible. I think when the patrons know that this is a safe thing to do, they can come back. The mayor gave indicators today that, you know, we have the best indicators that we've had in a long time. We are providing PPE, you know, face coverings and so forth to restaurants and to bars and to small businesses. We did 5 million in the first two phases. We're doing another 2.5 million in this phase. That means that, look, we're going to be connecting with folks and showing them how to be safe. We're doing trainings and webinars. We got 64 of those so far. You know, look, as people begin to feel safe, they're going to come out, right? And I think that's what we want to reiterate to everybody, like, you know, make sure that you are, you know, as safe as possible. You know, do face covers, make sure it's on, make sure that you do social distancing. That's going to bring the confidence level back. And then we're going to be able to see really the customer foot traffic pick up.
I find it interesting that you made the point about translating the progress and innovation that the restaurant sector has had to other sectors. To translate a success story sounds like a good way to get the ball rolling and more people encouraged. Take a winning story and tell it over and over.
Tell it over and over again, and that's what we're trying to do, again, around innovation and encouraging folks to do it. Look, we've seen it also, you know, with our retail industry. We have retailers, you know, using the sidewalk to display you know, some of their material. You know, when we were doing curbside only, folks were you know, scheduling appointments, something they've never done before. All new, all different. You know, and so, you know, we will continue to say that, but we're also you know, want to continue to encourage that innovation at this time and adaptability and collaboration, which are three core principles when I became commissioned that I began to build our agency on, and also encouraging our institutions that we work with and businesses that we work with to really think about this COVID era, as we call it, this new world that we're living in, right? You've got to be innovative. You've got to think outside the box. Got to be creative. You also have to be adaptable. You have to create a business model that's adaptable and flexible so that you can actually adjust when time is needed. And the last part is really around collaboration. We can't do business like we always done it before, right? We can't be isolated to a box. Industry's got to work together. Government and business needs to work better together. And that's what we're looking to do here.
Well said. And that leads to contacts, which leads to more new business.
Exactly.
Working collaboratively.
Well, it's always good to have a small business commissioner who understands business. So thanks for being with us, Commissioner Jarrett.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.